Professor Yamanaka, who's going to talk about lineage specification and something something. Okay.
Thanks for having me here. And my name is Yojiro Yamanaka. I'm assistant professor at the Goodman Cancer Center in Human Genetics. I'm a developmental biologist and studying on the early mouse development or the mammalian development and the stem cell. Just before going to the more detail, I just want to show you the, how the early development looked like. This is two-cell stage mouse embryo 24 hours after fertilization. This one got divided, increased the number, and then reached the stage called the blastocyst. Once it reached the blastocyst, they are ready to implant. It takes 3 days in mouse, and then but it takes 5 days in human, but looks exactly the same. And then the reason why I'm kind of studying this early mammalian development is something unique can be seen in a mammal. What is unique compared to the other organism is a kind of very high plasticity. As you see, it is easy to imagine one embryo can make one mouse. You can remove the cap of the blastomere, still they are okay to develop to the mouse. And what's going to happen when you split the one embryo to two? Do you have any idea? It's going to be the monozygotic twin, right? And then how about this? If you kind of fuse the two embryos together, what's going to happen? Anybody? Chimera? Yes, that's right. You guys know. Yeah. Yes, they are okay. They develop to the one normal mouse. We call it chimera, but this kind of plasticity only seen in the mammal, no other vertebrate. This is very interesting. And then before I go into what we are doing, just I want to introduce a couple of the more things. So at the time of the implantation, mouse embryo or the mammalian embryo has a 3 lineage called trophoectoderm, epiblast, and primitive endoderm. Trophoectoderm is a cell lineage, give rise to the placenta. Primitive endoderm is give rise to the yolk sac. Both are extreme embryonic tissue. Only lineage called epiblast can make ourselves or fetus. We can isolate the stem cell population and then culture in vitro in a tissue culture dish and then analyze their character. That some of the, my lab is doing. And then today I want to kind of focus on the how these 3 lineage emerge after fertilization from the single cell called the fertilized egg. Yeah. Up to 8 cell stage, we think all the blastomere are equal. None of the blastomere are specific. But after 8 cell stage, first two population is observed. Cell is inside and outside. This positional difference are critical to create the two populations. Cell in the outside become trophoectoderm and give rise to placenta. Cell in the inside give rise to the ICM to become fetus. What's control the diff is a kind of central question in the field. And then we can isolate this individual single acyl blastomere and the culture in vitro. And then something I want to show is here. Single acyl blastomere divide and up, divide and then re-establish this, the cell-cell contact. But depend how they divide, one stays as an opposed position, but the other, as you can see clearly, completely enveloped to the other cell. We are interested in what is controlling this kind of the positional cell position and how this cell position linked with the cell lineage in my lab. Thanks for your attention.